thank you. Thanks for calling in. Okay, thanks.
Welcome everybody out to our CDRA meeting, May 14th, 6 p.m. We're a little bit running late. We'll start with a roll call.
Here.
Here.
Here?
Here.
Here.
Yep.
Okay, next on our agenda is approval of minutes of the April 9th, 2024 meeting. Anybody want to make the motion to approve that?
I'll make the motion that we approve the minutes from the Mount Pleasant CDRA meeting held April 9th at 6 p.m.
I'll second it.
Okay, I have the motion by Cade, seconded by Lynn, to approve the April 9th, 2024 regular CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is approval of claims, invoice register dated 4-5-2024 to 4-10-2024 in the amount of $42,077.30.
I'll make the motion that we...
I had one quick question. Was that the Wellstream Ministries of Utah? So there's a project on the depot and the caboose. Is that part of a different... Is that part of a... Like the park project, or is that in... Is that in a requisition somewhere that's been... Come to us.
Which one?
The very last one. So Wellspring Ministries of Utah for $19,800.
That was based on landscaping work around that depot. So the city got some grants. So basically we're a pass-through.
Yeah, it's a pass-through grant that has to run through the city.
Okay. That's all.
Okay, I'll make the motion that we approve the invoice register for $42,077.30.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Lynn, seconded by Cade, to approve invoice register dated 4-5-24 to 5-10-24 in the amount of $42,077.30. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, and then tonight we have a fill-in for Mark.
As if anybody could. Is both the tree stake and the park on the agenda, or just... Well, we'll start with the tree stake, and I guess if you want to say anything about the park.
First off, how's Mark doing?
He's doing well. We saw his daughter on the way home, and we talked with Mark today. Basically to say, could you please go to the CDRA?
you can't do this.
But he's, I think he's, now this is his third day in the hospital. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. And he notes that he's never been in the hospital before.
Oh, boy.
So this is hard for him. I told him that, you know, we had experience with the Stampede Hospital, and it's a great facility. And he would not disagree, but he still doesn't want to
be. Is he out here?
Yeah, right here.
Okay.
So I think we'll be seeing him shortly. It's hard to keep him down. But we're here to talk about the Treescape project. And Jim and I just got back into town early this month, and we were so impressed with all of the progress that's been made, the tree pruning, all the irrigation work. I understand, Paul, you've been keeping folks up to date, the board up to date on the irrigation work. Jim has just talked with Garrett. And give you a little bit more information about the latest.
Yeah, the company, the lady that's doing the design on it has been gone out of country, and she's back now, but I haven't heard from her yet.
For the
irrigation. Oh, there, you mean?
I'm talking about the irrigation
okay.
line that Garrett's put in with the help Garrett. Of Coltering Company.
Garrett's pretty much got that.
Yeah.
Colder will probably give us a better update.
So we've got all the water turned in, everything
project, we're waiting to put a tree and then get a lemon drippers over to the individual tree. We didn't want to put that stuff in before we planted.
Right.
So everything's ready to go. We've got plant trees, put brick back, and lemon drippers over and do stuff. It's looking really good.
It is looking really great. So while he said how much help you've all been. So maybe I'll let him off the hook to tell you about, there was a couple little things. Did you notice there are some new sections of sidewalk that have been repaved? Because I think in jackhammering certain sections that were already cracked, they cracked more. So some of that's already been replaced.
Yeah, we did some of that yesterday, and it looked really well.
It does look really good. So I guess I'm going to just focus on the big part of the story, which is actually getting the trees in the ground. And that's happening this Thursday. The trees are already here. They're lined up against the east side of the Wasatch Gym. They're big trees. Okay. They're nice trees. They're going to be, we're going to plant in two sessions. The first session is the State Street trees, where we're going to, Tree Utah's brought us some really big linden trees to just replace the trees that had died and been cut down a couple of years ago. The Ambulance Association has said that's fine to do that. The holes are dug, mostly. And so those will go in from 1 to 3 on Thursday. The Main Street trees will get planted from 4 to 6 on Thursday. And before each, or at the beginning of each planting session, Jack Jacob from Tree Utah will give a short sort of lesson on how to plant trees, how to care for trees, what trees do for us. And so the thing that we've been focusing on now is getting volunteers to help plant those trees and to give Jack an audience, frankly. So we have Heidi Kelso has put out the word to the For the Love of Mount Pleasant group and gotten a lot of likes. Not sure those will turn into volunteers, but we're hoping so. And we, Janielle Sago is also getting out word to the Main Street businesses. So we're hoping between those two efforts we'll get volunteers and folks that are just interested in learning more about the trees. And I wanted to encourage everyone in this room.
And that's Thursday, you say?
This Thursday, this upcoming Thursday. Just the day after tomorrow.
So where are they meeting exactly? I mean, like the 1 to 3, are they going to meet in front of the gym? And then the 4 to 6, where?
You know, I'm actually not, that's a good question.
And where to meet, I guess, is my question.
That's a good question. I think in front of the gym is going to work for State Street. And Main Street, that's a good question. We haven't really thought about that.
The best parking would be here, probably, to start here at least, because you'd have more parking right here around this city hall than you would up.
I will suggest that to Jack. I mean, he's all about doing things as we find useful. So.
I've got a question up in front of the gym. Is the irrigation been?
It hasn't been put in yet, but Wasatch has agreed to put it in. They have to put in irrigation for the trees they just put in front of the gym, and then they're going to run the line right down the block. And the Ambulance Association knows that. The first question they asked us was, so who's going to water the trees? And that will be Wasatch.
Okay. So the irrigation's all in on these?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that's yeah. Good.
Bricks and everything.
Well, the bricks not.
There's a few places it's not, but it's pretty much done.
Garrett said the rest of the papers that are needed came in today, and so they'll be able to close up the remaining gaps.
Yeah.
And he also said it would work best to put in the hoops around the trees after the trees are planted, so he's anticipating doing that very shortly.
Yeah. So it's really come together well. It's pretty thrilling to see. So we do encourage, you know, again, we encourage anybody that's interested to come help, or even if you're not interested in wielding shovels, to just come and take part in it and make Tree Utah feel really good about their work with this community. It is best to bring your own shovel and gloves, but Jack will be bringing extra tools. The one request we still have of the city is that if we can use your four-wheeler with the water tank on back, because as we plant the trees, it would be, I think, easiest to water them using the tank truck.
We just got it back from the dealership and get it repaired. I'll just have to get it put back together.
Okay. Is that going to be possible, you think, by Thursday?
We'll try my hardest tomorrow.
Okay, thanks. I mean, there are the drip, you know, the line is coming up, they could be used for water, but that, the tree, the truck will be a lot handier. So that's it, and it's very exciting to see it all come together, and I expect it's going to look great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I had a question real fast.
Yeah.
I've been asked a lot, and I'm sure you've told me before, but what kind of trees are we putting on Main Street?
There are two kinds of tree lilacs, which grow to about 20, 25 feet. So they're a good size for our sidewalks, which are not that deep and can't accept a great big tree. And there are two kinds of tree lilacs. They have a beautiful white bloom. Tree Utah is very into tree diversity. In case something comes along that affects one type of variety, the other variety will hopefully, you know, withstand whatever comes. So that's why there's two types of tree lilacs, not just one.
Okay.
So does the lilac root go down?
You know, that's a good question I can't answer. And but I think there is, they are doing the hoops. I think there was also some thoughts about drilling pipes down into the ground that would send more of the water deeper to deeper roots.
Yeah, I think we talked about that before.
Yeah.
I don't know what the current plans are. It may be that after, you know, that's something that can be retrofitted later, if needed.
I think Mr. Borgo was in here, and we talked with him and Garrett both.
He says if the water stays up high, the roots don't go down.
Right.
So that's why they put the pipes down, so the roots will go down.
With a little hole punched in them and down deep. Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Just walk the
side. Okay, thank you. Did you want to report anything on the park?
The park, the playground's done, and we just got some cement work to do in the parking lot, and it'll be totally done. And the kids are having a ball.
Oh, yeah. That's a, did you get the slide fixed, or do we still need
it? Probably next week. There's one section of the one slide that I got one hole off, and it's about, so I got to turn it just that much, and I've got to take out one of the supports to do it, but it was a little confusing when we put it together, but we'll just have to take that slide down. They can't use it for a couple of days. But
yeah, I've just heard complaints that's flipping kids way out.
And the kids love it. The parents don't. The kids love it.
Couple adults said it flipped them out.
So since we're not going to have the sprinkler system hooked up before the 4th of July, and also now people's really using it, is there any way we can get some water to them pavilions? We've been years without it, and it's ridiculous. Well, we got to put buried garden holes. I don't know. But we've got to keep them up. We're getting those new tables and stuff, and people are dumping punch and stuff like that, flies. I mean, we got to keep them decent. I mean, and we got to get some
more. They had a drinking fountain, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, we've done it without it for years. It's been pushed away. We've got to do something.
We'd have to put that on a separate system anyway, because we're going to go to the irrigation water.
Well, we look at just all put in a frost tree right there and run another line over to a drinking fountain. Set a separate meter, and we'll go that way.
Sounds good.
Because that'd be the easiest.
Yeah.
Without having to go on a separate system anything.
And not having to have a hook and sprinkler system and everything else.
Okay.
That'd be the best, yeah.
The only thing we will want to watch, I hate to be this negative on it, somehow to keep our water haulers from using that tap.
So my thoughts on that are, if there's a reservation for the pavilion and they request to be able to have that tap, we open it. If not, we have it locked.
Okay. So I just know that's a big problem we got in town, is everybody hauling the water up to the communities outside the city limits.
The only thing where you'll find people filling, the rodeo ground, the cemetery, substation.
But if you just put in a water or a drinking fountain, they're not going to be.
No, we're talking about, I want to put Frost Street.
So we can squirt off the pavilions.
Yeah. But a drinking fountain, we set it up to where that drinking fountain will have water all the time.
Right.
And we'll probably have a drinking fountain in the new restroom, too, or just outside the new restroom.
Okay.
We'd still turn the drinking fountain, we'd still have to turn the drinking fountain off for winter.
Right.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Anybody got anything else?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, I got a motion by Paul, seconded by Bowe to adjourn the CDRA meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?